Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Hello, everyone. This is Saskia, your host from YourSoulGuidance.com. And we're talking today with Maria Theater, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. We are live every Wednesday at 6 a.m. Pacific, 8 Central Time, and 9 Eastern Time. And we have a glorious day. We are talking today about the transformative power of travel and a life of adventure. And I'll want to share you a little bit about Marie. She's the founder of worldette.com. She's a lifestyle design expert who advises women on how to get into the world, travel more, and enjoy life wherever home may be. She became an expert in how to lead an adventure-filled life after emigrating around the world 3 times in the last 11 years and traveling to over 30 countries, all while advancing a successful career as a journalist, mediapreneur, and a wife and a mom. Now she leads her movement throughout the inspiring community Worldette website. Her mission is to change the way women travel, support women on their adventures, and to change the way women's world news is presented. And our topic today is the transformative power of travel and a life of adventure. Welcome, Marie.
Good morning. How are you, Saskia?
I'm great. And we had a little bit of technical stuff going on to connect all the way to Hong Kong. And I just want to say to Chris, because I want to have the show being flawless, that I have to figure out to see the way, what time we're in, because I'm looking at another screen, I think. So if Chris can somehow help us out here. But in the meanwhile, Marie, I ask all my guests, you know, we all have a soul's path. And at some point in our life, we open that door to our soul's path. And has there been a moment in your life when you opened that door?
Yeah, and it definitely for me, it would be related to travel. And probably when I originally moved to Japan when I was 22 years old. And it was that point on that everything changed for me. I tapped into what freedom feels like and what independence feels like. And once I tapped into that, there was no going back for me.
And what happened after that?
Well, I moved there originally for 1 year. And the plan was to go for a year and see what happened. I ended up staying for 7 because it was such a great time. And I suppose it's while I was there that I realized that the old labels that I'd been used to being described by, which being an English woman from the north of England, being in my early 20s, they fell away. And I had to really re-examine how I introduce myself to people. Because obviously, if you're not from England, that doesn't mean anything to you. And that's when my own sort of inner journey and inner transformation actually started.
You know, what has travel? And I mean, I have traveled all over the world. And for me, that was how my spiritual journey began, actually. Why do you think travel is such an important aspect of opening our soul to, I would say, a whole new perspective?
I think when we travel, we tend to slow down and we literally stop worrying about our daily worries, our daily chores. We focus on how we interact with people from other cultures. We focus on what we're seeing more. So it's almost like it's a form of meditation. You know, the way we're reacting with how we experience the world. And I always call it the back door. It's like the back door, a secret back, a not so secret back door into inner journey and transformation. Because when you literally move your feet, when you literally change your view of the world and what you're looking at, you change your perception of yourself and you change your perception of the world too. So I always call it the not so secret back door to inner journey and transformation.
Yeah, you know, what I found is when you have very little, I mean, very little baggage, I always thought it had something to do with that. You know, there's little baggage, for me, I'm my best self when I travel. I mean, that I know it's not for everybody, but to me it has something magical and it absolutely opened my perspective to such different worlds. Have you... You work, tell me a little bit, because it fascinates me what you do. You work with women all over the world, Marie?
Yeah, that's right. So I set up a website called WorldEt. And what actually happened was I left Japan. I'd been there for 7 years. I took 9 months to travel back. I took a very long time with my husband. I had a husband by then. I met him in Japan. And when I got home was when I got something called reverse culture shock. And that's when I simply couldn't fit in to being just an English person anymore. And I didn't fit into the old labels that used to be applied to me. And I realized that I identified more with being a global citizen of the world, which I have come to describe as a worldette. And I really missed the women and the friends that I had back in Japan. So when I was there, I look around the dinner table, and there would be a Japanese person, a Thai person, an American person, a Canadian. And when I went back to England, it just wasn't there. So I had to make my own way to connect with these global citizens, these women that I missed. So that's how I set up the website called WorldEt. And it's actually grown into something much more than just a sort of traditional travel website. We inspire women to break through their boundaries to a life of adventure. So what that means is, even if you're not traveling right now, it's okay. Your adventure's still there. You can still travel. And I'm here to show you that you can travel. It doesn't have to be a big and scary thing. And I want all women to feel the freedom and independence that you've talked about and what I've felt when I've been traveling.
Yeah, well, I know. It's so funny you say that. Well, I travel now with people into the inner worlds and, you know, go deep within and explore all these breathtaking landscapes of the soul where, you know, we go deeply into, past lives. And sometimes I feel I go on a vacation when I work with my clients because we travel these inner landscapes and see where the blocks are and how we can remove them. And it's you know, our outer journey and our inner journey are very much aligned. Marie, I see that we are heading for break time. So everyone, stay tuned. We have Marie Theather talking about the transformative power of travel and a life of adventure. We will be right back.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days. What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Hello, you're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we have our guest, Marie Theater. Marie, can you tell us how people can connect with you?
Yeah, well, the first place to go is my website, which is worldet.com. You will, once you get there, there are a number of things you can do. You can go and read so many inspirational stories from women who have got out into the world, and they're starting to change themselves and to change the world they're traveling to. Or you can connect with me by doing, I do coaching calls. If you need blockages and you want to get out there, you're feeling a bit nervous about traveling or starting your adventure, whatever your adventure may be. And we also have courses on there too, so that's another great way to get involved. But yeah, I would head over to the website first.
Well, thank you, Marie. And for all of you, I'm so excited. I have launched my new website, breakthroughmiracles.com. And I have, for all of you, if you're listening right now, the 7 gifts to unlock your breakthrough miracle. And you can just go to my website, www.breakthroughmiracles.com. And you can go, the page is right there, where you can download the 7 gifts to unlock your breakthrough miracle. It has little videos. It's so much fun. And if there's one time to break through and get your miracle, it's absolutely now. You will also then get every Monday morning a free soul card reading if you sign up for the 7 gifts to unlock your breakthrough miracle. So that's breakthroughmiracles.com. Marie, to dive more and more miracles about traveling, I mean, what does travel and adventure mean? Does that mean the same thing to everyone?
No, and I don't think it should, because that's what makes it so exciting. I mean, to some people, travel can be exotic, it can be exciting, fast-paced, and in a very far-flung land. Or perhaps travel to you is just going to feel relaxed again and to reconnect with yourself and to just feel refreshed. And adventures, I mean, they take many shapes. While I have lived in 3 continents and I've been to so many countries, my biggest adventure right now is learning to be at home, learning to be a new mom, and learning to run a business, because this is my scariest adventure at the moment. So, yeah.
No, I relate to that. I mean, I have 5 kids, And before I had them, I traveled all over the world. And my big adventure is now basically my business, because it's a whole new adventure, right? After, well, for me, after being, you know, my kids are a bit older now, and I still have some of my kids at home. But it's, you know, you want to keep starting new adventures. And I believe our soul is really adventurous and always dares us to step into new adventures and explore new things. And like you say, it can be an inner journey, it can be an outer journey. And I always believe that, you know, the travel, we should never lose that spirit of traveling.
I think that's very true. I agree with you. I think it's such a natural part of us that we should be traveling. You know, I think as humans, we're explorers and we should be inquisitive. We should want to know that's just beyond the boundary. I mean, that's how we've evolved. And if you find that you're closing yourself off and you're not exploring, you're not getting out in the world, something's not right. Travel to me is just, you're right. It's something that our soul needs.
I know. What was your biggest adventure?
Do you mean in the travel sense or life?
Travel?
I think my biggest, in the travel sense, perhaps the time we went to the Balkan region. That was an amazing trip. It was an area I knew very little about. We were in a car, I was with my husband, and we were learning to be together too, learning to travel together. So that was fun. And just going to an area that I knew nothing about, and we didn't have a guidebook, and we probably should have had a guidebook, but we got through it. And yeah, I like taking these little risks every now and again on my trips.
And how do you travel, Marie? Do you travel really luxury or kind of on a shoestring?
I've done all of them. I mean, in my 20s, I did a lot of backpacking and lots of traveling on my own, which I think has made me such a sort of strong and independent person now, because I'm so happy to spend time on myself because I did so much travel on my own. I am happy to do both. I'm definitely happy to go and stay in a nice hotel. I'll be the first to put my hands up to that. And I think we shouldn't feel guilty about that too. You know, if you want to go and treat yourself and feel a bit of luxury, then definitely go ahead and do that. But it depends on the situation. It depends on the country. Other times I'm happy just to put on the backpack and see where it takes me. But it depends on what I need from a trip. And I also think, before we go on a new trip, we should ask ourselves, what do I want to feel from this trip? And how do I want to grow? And what do I want to learn? And that then determines more so where you go and what you do than just following where your friends go or following where your family go.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people, well, maybe I shouldn't generalize, but I think a lot of people, you know, find it too much work and hassle to do something adventurous. They just book rather, you know, something easy, like the travel agency, you know, books for them. Do you believe that's a pity?
Perhaps it's definitely a pity if you're not discovering, if you're not pushing yourself a little bit. I think that's definitely a pity. Perhaps it's true. You know, I think sometimes we're told to be scared of going to other places. You know, the media doesn't always help. We're told, you know, different places are dangerous. We're told that foreign lands are dangerous or foreign people are dangerous. And I've discovered through traveling that it's simply not true. The more I travel, the more I think that people are amazing. They're there to help. They're there to be kind. They're there to help you as you go. And so if anyone's listening, they are scared of traveling, and that's making you go and do these easy trips, then I want to say it's not true, and just to push yourself, because you get so much more back from your trip.
It's true, and what I discovered on my journeys is that the world is very friendly. I felt like...
Yep.
Maybe I was naive when I was younger, but I always felt like, you know, the world has her arms wide open, I felt very safe. And I've been through really dangerous things and experienced very dangerous things, like being held gunpoint in Africa. But that, you know, I should have known probably because that was a dangerous part where we were traveling. But you discover that that everybody always wants to help. And people love to help travelers. That's what I experienced. Absolutely. You discovered a whole different part of the world. Yeah.
Well, I mean, everywhere, when you're in your hometown, wherever you are right now, it could be dangerous. In fact, it probably is more dangerous in coming from the UK and perhaps the States. In many of our hometowns, it is more dangerous than the places we go to. I mean, be careful when you travel. Be sensible. Don't take ridiculous risks. But it's not as scary out there. And people genuinely are there to help. And I think anyone that's traveled knows this. So I totally agree with what you say.
And what do you think is the biggest block for people who actually want to travel, but they somehow they stop?
You definitely need support, especially if you're a woman and you're considering traveling on your own or going with your friends. You definitely need to know that the people behind you support you on your trip, because you don't want to go out there into the world and you feel very vulnerable and very nervous. That's not how you want to be. So if you have friends, I mean, the best thing to do is surround yourself with people that understand what travel's about and exploring the world and having adventures. So you definitely need support. I mean, money is always an issue. But what I say is you don't have to go far. Whoever said that travel and adventures have to be far, they don't at all. And then perhaps there's time. People say they haven't got the time. But if you can make time for travel, you'd be well rewarded.
It's true. I mean, the biggest excuses people have, like for doing something out of their comfort zone, it's either time or money or the kids. It's one of these three,
it's
right?
It's always the same. Yeah. Then I when I chat with a lot of my clients, when you dig a little bit deeper, we actually find that it's often the fear of the change that perhaps ultimately stops them. Like, what if they go to a place and what if it's so amazing that you never want to go home? Okay, that could be scary to somebody. What if it's so great that your life is not going to be as it was before? That can be quite a scary thing to get your head around. Or what if you go and it's not a great trip and you don't have a good time? Because that happens too. Well, the worst that happens is you come home. But I think it's the fear of learning and the fear of change that perhaps stops most people ultimately.
I absolutely agree. I think that fear of change and fear of losing control or not being in control are big fears that stop people. But we're going to go deeper into that. I can see that we're heading to a break. We're listening to Marie Theather, our special guest, who's talking about the power of travel and a life of adventure. This is such a topic true to my heart, Marie, but you know that. So stay tuned with us for a juicy conversation, and we'll be right back.
Say you will, say you won't, make up your mind tonight. Say you do, say you don't.
Hello, you're back on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Saskia Roel, and we're talking with Marie Theather in all the way in Hong Kong. She's taken the time to chat with us about the transformation power of travel. And Marie, if people want to connect with you and they get, you know, really excited about, you know, what you have to offer, how do they connect with you?
Yeah, they can come over to my website, which is worldet.com. We have a host of inspirational travel and adventure content on there. And I also have, I'm actually running one now, courses which will help you and encourage you and will actually start your adventure by the end of the course. And we have a lot of fun in those. So I'd encourage you to check those out too. And if you also just want to arrange any kind of a chat with me, I'm here to chat. But yeah, head over to the website. It's worldet.com and you'll get all the inspiration you need there.
Well, wonderful. And guys, if you want to get that breakthrough miracle and maybe even breakthrough blocks so you can travel and you go over the world, I've done it myself and I know traveling is just the most soul-opening adventure you can take. I have my website. It's just brand new, breakthroughmiracles.com. You can download the 7 gifts to unlock your breakthrough miracle. You go to www.breakthroughmiracles.com. Well, Marie, we talked in the break a little bit about, you know, how fascinating it is to travel and I said to you, I lived with the Bedouin tribe in Israel. I traveled in Africa, in Japan, in Mexico, in Guatemala, all over the world. And it never stops to fascinate me and brings me more in connection with my soul. What is your experience with working with women who finally take that step and travel?
When they finally take that step, especially if they've been chatting with me and we've been working together to build up to that step, even just being here and watching them go is amazing. It's so exciting because we know that they're going to change, and they know they're going to change, and they know their world's not going to be the same as it was before. I still get so excited if one of my clients has finally gone and we've worked through it. It's lovely. It's lovely to see people pushing themselves and to breaking through like those blocks we've talked about. Brilliant. I love seeing women overcome the hurdles and start their adventures. I mean, what can be better than starting your adventure of your life?
Yeah. You know, it reminds me, we're talking about blocks. I had a client and she was going to Europe. And she'd never been to Europe, and she had booked a train to meet her son, and I don't know, they were going to Italy. And she was so anxious, and she was so scared, and she said to me, yeah, you know what, if I already booked a train, and what if I go there, and somehow I can't go by that train? And I said to her, okay, I'm going to completely refund you the train ticket, but you're going to stop worrying, because those things are flawless. I mean, go out to Europe, yeah. You know, you buy here a train ticket, you go to Europe. I guarantee you it works. And you know what? If it doesn't work, you buy a new train ticket. And I, you know, it was, of course, a joke that I said I refund you the ticket, but I really wanted to stop worrying. So what is the worst thing that can happen, right?
Exactly. I think that's very true. I think so many people, they've said to me, oh, I'd love to do what you've done, Marie, or I'd love to travel like you have, or I'd love to keep changing countries, which is something I tend to do. And I think, well, why has it become such a big mystical sort of advent? Why is it so mystical for you? When you actually break it down, travel is, you know, let's get serious. It's just transportation. You know, you either take a bus or you take a plane or you take a train or you walk. But it is just transportation if you get very down to earth with it. But I think for many people that haven't traveled, it's such a mysterious adventure that other people do, and you just need to break it down. Of course, you can handle it. You can catch a train, like you were saying.
What can go wrong? I mean, we took a very big travel adventure. I mean, we left basically cold turkey with 5 children between the ages of 2 and 11 and a dog. We left Holland for our life in America. We came here as the pilgrims. We had, you know, we had nothing. We had little money, and we bought our house over the phone. We left our thriving businesses, my husband and me, both entrepreneurs. The kids didn't speak a word of English, and I had that dream that, you know, when you're guided by your soul and you feel that itch in your soul and you want to do it, you know, we wanted to do it. And we said, you know what? Yeah, what can go wrong? And people said to us, what if it doesn't work out? And I'm like, well, what is not working out? I mean, what a phenomenal lesson. If only we could teach our kids, you know, you feel it, you want to do it, and you take that adventure and you go. And we sold our house in Holland. We gave up everything we loved. We had a fantastic life, and we came here to America like pilgrims. Yeah, if it doesn't work out, we felt like, you know what, then we'll go to Australia.
Yeah,
we'll
yeah.
see. Because, yeah, it of course, it wasn't all easy, because it wasn't. You have to figure out how you can live here, how you can make your money, how to master the language. But it's an adventure. I mean, life is absolutely an adventure, and we have to take advantage of that.
Yeah, I think that's amazing. And what I actually notice is a lot of people, you've obviously got that sort of drive in you, this sort of wild side. But very often people wait until something, I want to say, goes wrong in their life. Yeah. You know, like something emotional may happen. You may have some sort of relationship breakdown or an end to a certain relationship, or you may lose your job. And that's when people finally say, do you know what? I'm going to go now. So I always wonder, why do so many people have to wait till they get to that point? Why do they have to go through this emotional sort of upheaval before they remind themselves that, yeah, you should be taking adventures?
Yeah, you know, like, and I agree. It's very often also I see that in my coaching and healing work, where, you know, finally people take the step when there's a crisis, or when their health breaks down, or when their marriage breaks down, or when something happens. And I don't think we should wait. We want to be proactive, and it's a lot more fun, I think, in that way.
Yeah, definitely. That's exactly what I chat to my clients about too.
What is the most amazing story, Marie, you've experienced with someone?
Somebody, do you mean my own trip or someone I've worked with?
Well, somebody you worked with, this lady, or, you know, somebody you remember that maybe was as scared as hell and somehow she did it and it was a breakthrough.
Well, quite a recent one, actually, and it turned out she was an old friend of, well, someone I knew from my hometown, and I've not spoken to her for such a long time. She got in touch through finding out that I'd got World Ed, and she really wanted to go. We chatted for a while, and we worked together about it. She wanted to go to Morocco. She got a heart on Morocco. And then she fell in love, okay? So she got this boyfriend, and then the next thing I chatted to her, and I said, are you going to go to Morocco? How's it going? How's the planning going? And she was like, well, you know, I've got this boyfriend now, and we're going to focus on getting my driving license, and we're going to focus on my career because I'm ready for the next promotion, and I think we're going to buy a house. And I just, my heart sank at that moment. Like, oh, I mean, these things are important. You have to save money, and we have to work, care for our future, and we have to have a home to live in, and we have to have, we have to have jobs. But my heart really sank that this part of her dream had just dropped out of the way because she'd fallen in love and the person that she was with didn't want to travel. And then you can guess what happened. A few months later, she actually split up with him, and I get the call. It's on again. I'm going to Morocco. So we worked through it again. Yeah, we worked through it. Eventually, I got the email. She's gone to Morocco. She went on her own. She did some volunteering work when she was there, and she had an amazing time. Now I think she knows when to prioritize adventures and when to prioritize settling down and doing the box checking.
It so reminds me of a story of last week. I was chatting with this woman, and I could so see her soul purpose shine. And she has so much to offer, and the world is waiting for her. And I invited her into coaching with me because I know I can help her break through the blocks and really match her energetic signature with her soul signature. And, you know, she was all excited. She was going to do it. And then I got an email, and she said, you know what? Actually, I'm not going to do it because the money I'm going to spend, because, you know, we have to sell our home and we have to pay the mortgage. And my heart sank, and not because she's not going to coach with me, but I mean, I can see this dream not coming to fruition because it was just too easy a way out. And I'm like, oh, you know, there you go. And I know in 6 months and in a year, nothing has changed, and there's your beautiful purpose. There you are, and you're letting go of your dream. And, you know, I'm very passionate about this, but you can see sometimes when people just let go.
You obviously can't make somebody go, and it's really hard to sort of get across how important it is to follow your dreams and your adventures. So I can understand how sad you feel when you see someone just not going when they should.
Yeah, to open that door and say, you know what, I take the steps, and then in the end take the U-turn back from where you are. It's just a pity. But that's like so passionate and I'm so passionate, right?
Yeah. I mean, what I try to explain to my clients, obviously without trying to scare anybody at all, is try to imagine there's a couple of ways to do this. Imagine how you may feel much later on in your life when you're looking back and you have regret. And it's not regret of all the silly things that we've done and the silly things we've said. It's the regret of not doing the thing that you wanted to do, or just having any regret in your life is going to hurt. And, you know, I say that not to scare anybody or to make them feel that they should be taking risks and adventures, but just consider that for a while, I think, sometimes, because I think regret could hurt.
Well, we're heading for break time, Marie, and we're going to continue this conversation. Stay tuned, everyone. We're going to be right back.
you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand.
Hello, we're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia Roel and Marie Caesar, talking about the power and the transformative power, actually, of a life of adventure. Well, Marie, tell us about you and about your website, and how do you help women to live that adventurous life?
So I have a website called worldette.com, and this is a travel and lifestyle design website which inspires women to break through their boundaries to a life of adventure. And on that website, you can take courses, which we're actually offering at the moment, that will help you bust through your blocks, start your own adventures, and get you out in the world. And you can also read a whole load of inspirational personal stories from women that have gone before you, and they're out there traveling and making a difference in the world.
Say again your website.
Worldette. So that's WORLD, world, and then ETTE.com.
That's great. Well, guys, if you have fears or you need to break through and create that miracle, go to breakthroughmiracles.com and download the 7 free gifts to unlock that breakthrough miracles, where you learn how to listen to your soul, how to sidestep your fear, how to repattern your brain, so you know you do what you're supposed to do, either if it's living your soul purpose or going on an adventure and book your trip to Africa or Hong Kong or Malaysia or wherever in the world. I have traveled all over the world to over 55 countries, and I can say that if there's anything that can inspire you, it's the travel. But you know, if you want that breakthrough miracle, go to breakthroughmiracles.com. Marie, we were, you know, talking about travel. And what is your next step?
My next step, there's a possibility. I've actually moved around the world three times. So I've lived in Japan, the UK. I'm now in Hong Kong. There's a possibility we could be moving to Singapore next. That could be on the horizons. And we'll be traveling this year too. We have a 12-week-old baby, and we haven't let that stop us. We've already been to Malaysia. So that was a small hurdle I had to overcome. I was a little bit nervous, but we did it, and it was fine. It was easy. So, yeah, we're not going to let travel, not going to let having a baby stop us from traveling either.
No, I mean,
and then,
I would say take the chance, because the more kids you have, that's a little more complicated.
Yeah. It was a little harder, but it doesn't mean you have to stop.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And Marie, why would you move to Singapore? What's there for you?
It's this would be a business move. Naturally things are I'm not sure what it's like over in the States in terms of economy, but here in Asia it seems to be a lot more positive than some of the news I read back in Europe. So things are just good here, and that would be a business move. And
right.
Life's very nice in Singapore. It's a very efficient state to live in. It's a very clean and safe country, so it'd be a very easy move for us.
Well, I lived in Singapore, and I had a fantastic time. Go to the Goodwood Park Hotel for high tea.
Oh, okay, I will do.
What's there, but it's in the heart of a lot of travel. Marie, what is like a first step for somebody who says, you know, I want to travel, but, you know, I don't want to go far yet. What would you suggest?
One thing I do with my clients is we look at where you live now and draw a 1 hour circle around your home, and I bet there are places in that 1 hour circle where you've never actually been. Actually, in the States, you may need to draw a bigger circle, because there are some towns that are quite spread out. But go to the next town, that you haven't been to before. Go and get a guidebook and imagine you're a tourist. Go and see one of the buildings in your town or the city, or go to another tourist destination. But you can have a really great experience without actually getting on a plane, or without actually having to break the bank or do anything that takes up a lot of effort.
It's true. I mean, I remember when I lived in Holland, I would always go on these little adventures with my kids, and I would just take the train. And maybe that's why they love travel, but, you know, take the train and go to Amsterdam. That was like half hour by train, and just explore different areas of town and go have a drink somewhere and go to a museum. I mean, little things already help and create that excitement, I think. Yeah.
You still feel refreshed. You know, it gives you that break from your daily routine or from your work or whatever's worrying you. It allows you just to clear your mind for a moment. And you don't have to go far to do that. It doesn't take a huge change.
Yeah. No, absolutely. What is the most important thing you say you take away from your travel?
The most important thing? I think it's actually... And I think this is what keeps us going. It's people that we meet along the way.
Yeah.
You know, it's discovering when you first start traveling or you go to a new place, you notice what's different. We notice how they dress different, or they eat different, or they greet each other differently. But as you travel more and you see more of the world, you notice more and more how similar we are. You know, we all want the same things all over the world. We want the same things. We want to feel safe. We want to take care of our families. We probably all want a little bit more money than we have, you know, and we want to eat well. So we're all the same. And I think that's what travel ultimately reminds us of at the end of the day, that people are the most inspiring parts of our travels.
You know, and I also think it really literally, physically, and on all levels, it opens your eyes to more. It's like it broadens your perspective. If you travel to foreign countries, the way people eat, the way people treat each other, the way people dress. I mean, go to Italy, and I think for every American that would be great, because suddenly, you know, the woman let go of their sweatpants and their sneakers, and you see the elegance. And we, you know, I think it's so healthy to see that, you know, to inspire that femininity in us again. Or, you know, I'm just taking an example, but there's so much more to us than, you know, we ultimately know and see of ourselves. And it's just, to broaden our perspective, become more of who we are, and travel certainly will ignite that. Marie, one more time, say your website, because I think we're almost coming to the end of the show.
My website is worldx.com, and I have an offer that I'm running on there for Transformation Talk Radio listeners. I'm running a course at the moment. If you go to my site, you'll see the course. It's straight up there. I can't say it on the radio because it's actually a swear word, but you'll find it. And if you enter TT Radio into the coupon area when you sign up for the course, you'll also get free admission to my second course, which is the virtual vacation. And that's when I teach you to enjoy the world on your doorstep and to enjoy your home wherever you are. So basically, you'll get both courses for the price of the course that you see on the homepage now.
That's such a generous offer. Well, Marie, I have so enjoyed. I mean, I'm already like, where do I go now? Where do I go next?
I know.
My husband said, let's go on a little trip, just a day trip. And he said, let's do it Friday. I think we should go tomorrow. So all of you, go out, go on an adventure. This was Saskia, and we'll be back next week for another show. And have a great week.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Rowell. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Oh. Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.